Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
New York and New Jersey are watching patients who may be infected with the coronavirus. Test results are pending, and WCBS reporter Sean Adams joins us live with the update on this story this morning. Sean.
Yeah, here's the warning. Coronavirus in New York is inevitable. According to Mayor de Blasio on New York One, he said it is probably already here.
We have to expect to see this here. What we now know is this virus was underestimated by the Chinese government. It was actually beginning to spread and was not recognized sufficiently.
Well, here's what we know so far. 9 people tested in New York, 4 of them negative, 5 still in isolation pending results from the CDC. New Jersey is looking at a person who might have the pneumonia-like illness. Health officials in Chinatown, they're going to gather later today. They're preparing for people with symptoms to start coming forward. Even though China has cut off travel for tens of millions of people, the interconnected nature of our global society virtually assures that infected people have probably already spread out around the planet. The coronavirus is definitely out there, and in New York, health officials believe it's only a matter of time. Reporting live, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Sean. Police again are investigating anti-Semitic graffiti. On the stairwell of a Lower East Side apartment building, it happened on Holocaust Remembrance Day yesterday. Let's go live to WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
And Wayne, the hate-filled graffiti found scrawled on the walls of a high-rise here on Grant Street with many Jewish residents. This on Holocaust Remembrance Day, the day of the liberation of the Auschwitz labor camp. Swastikas, Jewish stars, and messages of hate scrawled all over the building in black pen, says resident Brandy Goldstein, who reported the incident to police. She tells me this morning she is still in disbelief.
Horrified, mortified. It is nerve-wracking. I've lived here for 16 years. I was born down here, pretty much raised down here. My family's down here. Never in a million years thought that this would happen in a building like this.
And while the 7th Precinct investigates along with the NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force, there is word that Attorney General William Barr will visit New York today. He will be speaking with members of the Jewish community in Borough Park, that community suffering several anti-Semitic attacks in recent weeks. The visit was hush-hush until elected officials got word. Most of the elected officials in that area, Democrats, and they say they were not invited to this meeting with Attorney General William Barr. And we're live on the Lower East Side. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, the Supreme Court is giving the Trump administration a green light to enforce some controversial new immigration limits. But WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg caught up with opponents who say they're going to continue their fight against the move that would deny entrance to immigrants who might be seeking government assistance.
Hundreds of thousands of immigrants trying to get a green card and stay in the U.S. through marriage or other family relationships will now be at risk.
Some people will get denied a green card that, under the rules that have been in effect for at least the last few decades, they would have been granted the green card.
People who need help from the federal government are most at risk, and the public charge rule expands that criteria to cash and non-cash benefits. Lawyer Susan Welber represents 5 immigrants' rights groups who have been fighting in court to have the rule tossed. There was an injunction on it, which was overturned by the Supreme Court.
It's going to have a more devastating impact on those communities that count many immigrants as their neighbors.
Justice Neil Gorsuch took issue with the idea of nationwide injunctions. He says they make decisions that overrule the power of the Supreme Court. Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Let's get the WCBS Exergen weather forecast, and Craig Allen is here.
Yesterday was, like an 80-20 split, more clouds than sunshine. Today we'll get a little more sunshine in there, and I can see some nice bigger breaks on satellite this morning, too. So it looks like a little brighter at times, 40 to 45, partly cloudy tonight, 30 to 35, and then tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds. Not a bad day, but highs will be close to 40, and even though sunny on Thursday, it will still just be 35 to 40. That'll be the chilliest day of the week.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.